Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is The Campaign. My name is Anna and I welcome you to my podcasts. Stay with me for the grammar notes that come at the end of my reading. So let's get started. The Campaign. Last year, for the first time, I got involved in a political campaign. A friend of mine decided to run for a position on the local school board. She is a busy mother of four, and running for that position would take a lot of time and energy, so a group of us decided to help her. The campaign was like many others. She had to get her name out into the community, talk on the radio, go to public events, and attend lots of meetings. It just so happens that those are the sort of things that she does anyway. She is a natural politician. Where I had to help was handing out information flyers on her and waving banners on the street corners. For years, I have seen other people do that. They stand in small groups near busy roads and wave banners that say, "Vote John Brown for council," or "Vote Judy Green for mayor." These people generally face the traffic, show the banners, and wave. I could never imagine myself doing that. However, when I found out that my friend Jennifer wanted to run for the school district position, I was willing to do anything to help her. For years, she has volunteered in our schools and helped on the Parent Teacher Association, so she knows all about our education system and where it needs help. The school board represents all of the schools in our area, about 10 of them. And they help to decide on spending, renovations, employment, and programs of all sorts. As Jennifer is energetic, studious, determined, and personable, I knew that she would be a perfect addition to the school board and would help to make some positive changes. So I found myself on the busy street corners, waving banners, smiling and waving and saying, "Vote for Jennifer." My kids even helped me. They got plenty of attention from the passing drivers. And guess what? Even though the person running against Jennifer was well known in the community and had huge banners, Jennifer won. The campaign was a success. I look forward to hearing about the changes in the school district now that a new dynamic person is on the board. Okay, let's have a look at some of the grammar notes. We have six. The first one talks about the verb to get involved. Well, it means to become part of a project, a goal, or a work of some kind, to do something to help. A. I want to get involved in the local community, to help solve some of its problems. I want to get involved in the local community, to help solve some of its problems. B. She is very involved with a volunteer reading program. She is very involved with a volunteer reading program. Number two, to run for a position. You can probably tell what this means. The verb to run is used when a person puts himself or herself in the campaign to get a position. We say to run. And really, it is like a race, if you think about it. A. No woman has ever run for president yet in the US. No woman has ever run for president yet in the US. B. My uncle is running for mayor. My uncle is running for mayor. Number 3. To get one's name out. Well, to get your name out means to inform the public about yourself, your name, what you want to do, what you're good at, perhaps. It's like spreading the word, letting people know who you are. A. Part of any campaign is getting your name out into the community. Part of any campaign is getting your name out into the community. B. The business will increase as its name gets out. The business will increase as its name gets out. Number 4. I love this phrase. It just so happens that. It's kind of the same as saying it happens that, or coincidentally, or it's significant that. And you use these phrases in a situation where there is a connection between two things, something that's been mentioned, and then something that happens afterwards. Have a look at the examples. A. My father makes shoes. It just so happens that he has huge feet and finds it difficult to buy shoes. My father makes shoes. It just so happens that he has huge feet and finds it difficult to buy shoes. B. We need a large location for the party. It just so happens that the school gymnasium is available on that day. So you can see the connection between the first part of the sentence and the second. Number 5. I could never imagine myself doing something, and I can't imagine myself doing something. You're really saying the same thing, and these phrases are really interchangeable. However, the first one, using could, is often used when the event takes place. So, in a sense, you have to change your mind. Look at the examples and I'll explain. I could never imagine myself singing on stage. But then I did it, and I wasn't too bad. I could never imagine myself singing on stage. But then I did it, and I wasn't too bad. So in this particular instance, the person has never been able to imagine herself singing on stage. But then she does it, and she realises it was fairly successful. So there's the sense that I could never imagine myself was in the past. Her opinion has changed. B is a bit different. I can't imagine myself as a politician. I can't imagine myself as a politician. Well, this really shows that the event hasn't taken place, and the person still cannot imagine herself as a politician. It just doesn't seem possible, and it hasn't happened. Finally, number 6. We talk about a person being a perfect addition to a group. It can be a company, a family, or an organisation. A. When Julie marries Peter, she will be the perfect addition to the family. When Julie marries Peter, she will be the perfect addition to the family. B. He's the perfect addition to the company. It will really benefit from his skills and experience. He's the perfect addition to the company. It will really benefit from his skills and experience. Okay, well, thanks again for joining me. Remember, you're all welcome to join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English, And please send me your questions and comments to my Hotmail address, which is acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.